Page 118. Lesson B. Hard to believe. 1. Vocabulary and context. A. Read the article. What is Frank Abagnale known for, now and in the past? Why Frank W. Abagnale deserves to be admired?
Frank Abagnale is a well-respected businessman. But turn back the clock several decades, and you will find a notorious past. A past that he probably never expected to be turned into a Hollywood movie. But it's his work over the last four decades with the FBI and other agencies, after he turned his back on a life of crime, that he'd rather be remembered for. As one of the world's most respected authorities on security and fraud prevention, Abagnale is the person to turn to when you need to understand the crimes of check forgery and embezzlement. That's because he was an expert at these activities. In his youth, Abagnale was an extraordinary con artist, successfully conning people into thinking he was an airline pilot, a pediatrician, and a college professor, without ever being qualified in any of these fields. He lived a jet-setting lifestyle. But it turned out that he had funded all his activities by forging checks across the globe. He successfully avoided being apprehended for several years, but was finally caught at the age of 21 by French authorities. He served prison time in three different countries. It was a turning point in his life. Abagnale recalls being devastated by his parents' divorce, shortly after which he started his life of deception. His crimes, committed between the ages of 16 and 21, earned him a 12-year U.S. prison term, which seems to have been considered harsh even back then. He ended up being released early after agreeing to assist U.S. federal law enforcement agencies. It was an offer Abagnale was smart enough not to turn down, and it allowed him to turn over a new leaf in his life. Even if you can't turn a blind eye to his past, Abagnale deserves to be admired for the way he turned his life around. On his website, he states that he regrets being drawn into illegal and unethical activities. He comments, too, on the movie Catch Me If You Can, which is loosely based on his life. Abagnale wants it to be known that it's not a true biography. Indeed, many of the events appear to have been exaggerated, which can only be expected. After all, it is a movie.